Proclamation number 5165 of 6th of July, 1951. Power of God. Life. All life is the effect of my strength. My strength manifests itself in every work of creation. Thought itself is likewise an expression of strength on my part, and thus there is nothing which does not originate from me, even if it has taken a wrong direction long after its origin than was originally intended. For a perpetual cycle of strength emanating from me takes place for the purpose of constant increase of the same and constant awakening to new life and thus also constantly new creations. So my creative will and my creative power is ceaselessly active to produce life. And a withholding of my strength would mean a complete solidification of the entire universe, which, however, is never possible because my strength cannot consume itself and cannot pass away, just as I myself do not pass away as the original source of the strength emanating from me. I was, I am, and I will always and forever remain the same, and likewise the created by me will always and forever remain, only in a constantly changing form. Because my strength does not tolerate standstill and every influx of strength must have a constructive effect and this is expressed in ever more perfect creations. And my strength finds access everywhere, and nothing could exist if it were not touched by my strength. My love and my wisdom direct the strength as required, and my will determines the acceptance of it and nothing can oppose my will. Yet my love and wisdom also created something of essence for itself in the desire to also give it the happiness and bliss of using strength, of creating, to give it a task and to make it supremely happy by being able to fulfill this task. And this being had to be an image of me, standing in equal perfection, endowed with divine abilities, which I wanted to provide with unlimited strength so that it could be creatively and creatively active like me. Thus this entity was likewise the product of my strength and my will of love. It was called into life out of my strength and was able to develop completely freely because strength constantly flowed to it and it also had the free will to utilize this strength. It became a recipient of strength but was also able to radiate strength, as this was its destiny. The first created being felt overwhelming bliss, and it could cause overwhelming bliss again by likewise giving life to beings for free independent existence. My strength flowed inexorably to the first being and through it also to the innumerable entities which had emerged from its will using my strength. This was the beginning of that which is apart from me, although it cannot be thought of as eternally separate from me. For my strength and all that is from it eternally remains my share and eternally can no longer detach itself from me. But the being which drew my strength directly from me felt in full possession of my strength because it constantly created new beings without its strength being diminished. Its thoughts, will and actions were in no way influenced by me, for as a perfect being, as my image, it also had to be completely free and feel independent. Yet its love had to be of the highest degree towards me, from whom it had emerged. But this love was stronger towards itself. He gave himself first place in his thoughts although he did not lack realization due to his perfection, which also includes the recognition of truth. He exalted himself and fell. 6th of the 7th 1951, the strength which took its origin from me moved an endless distance away from me and now needs an equally endless path to return to me again. but the return of the strength to its origin is a law which cannot be overturned eternally if it is to retain its effectiveness, for it is only fully effective in union with the original strength. Therefore the cycle of emanation and return must take place, but this also means a constant increase of strength, because the receptacles of divine strength must become active as soon as they are touched by it. The deeply fallen being is certainly still a bearer of strength, but with only weak effectiveness. Yet it cannot remain completely inactive, because my constant emanation of strength penetrates into the depths and achieves a counter-effect there, and every resistance generates strength. This generation of force means again the emergence of new life. The emergence of any creations which again carry out an activity for the purpose of increasing strength. Thus the highest bearer of light, the first being created in my image, unintentionally became the cause for the creation of countless works of creation through the fall into the abyss, in which my strength manifested itself and thus created immense life in the universe, because strength can never be inactive and flows towards the original source again and again. It always increases and can never decrease. That and why innumerable entities are involved in this increase of strength, and as spiritual substances dragged down by the fallen original spirit inevitably have to return to their origin, requires no further explanation than that my love for that which emerged from me is unchanging, and that this love does not diminish even if the products of my strengths are endlessly far away from me. But that my will to love does not rest until it dwells close to me again and can work and create with me in bliss, as is its destiny. Amen.